Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And exciting news in town. On June the 6th, from 5 to 8, Miss Stacy's Consignment and Auction House and my friend Louis John in the famous Louis John Boutique are going to be auctioning off Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's hats and wines and tabletop settings, and then we're going to go on to see the online auctions of some of her furniture. And this is, I looked on Facebook to see just what the hat collection was like that Louis John is dealing with. It's fantastic. It spans a good 40 years. I don't know, Louis John, if you could tell us more about that, but some of the big names in hat making are there. And I don't know, I want to know more about it. And I'm joined by Louis John, and later on we're going to speak to Glenn as well, the owner of Miss Daisy's Consignment and Auction House. And of course, Louis John has been around Santa Barbara as a designer, and he's been supplying people with fine clothing. I know that Louis John has a past in all the great sales rooms and runways. He's worked for a lot of important designers along the way. He's been in the world of fashion for a long time. We put our heads together and we did a lecture, Louis John and I, fashion is art. And that was so much fun because we got to see Louis John's capacity to use other art forms and apply it to his art form. And so, you know, he was doing these collages of where stylistic influences came from. And I could see his mind at work. It was just fascinating. But he's here today to talk about the fashions in the auction for Ridley Tree high-end clothing. And we've got Dior, Chanel, Bob Mackie. I love Bob Mackie. Mary McFadden, Hermes, Valentino, Galliano's, Lourdes Chavez, Armani, Dolce & Gabbana. Also, I love Dolce & Gabbana. Jeffrey Bean, Atelier Versace, and more. And Louis John's been curating this massive collection to set it up for auction. And it will benefit Lady Ridley Tree's Cancer Center. That's her wishes. And if you're interested in the event, I have to say, I was confused because the tickets for the opening of the event, there's a limited number of tickets at the store where you can actually see the objects and hear some of my friends auction things off. And the tickets are available for $98. And I think, why 98? Why not 100? Why not 95? Well, here's the secret. Lady Ridley Tree died at 98. So it's in honor of her that the tickets are priced 98. Anyway, I want to welcome to the show Louis John, and he's going to tell us about the couture collection and the hat collection. And I want to start off with hats, of course. Louis John, tell me what hats do you love? What was her style in hats? Where do you see hats fitting in to fashion today? All of that.
Well, hi, thank you. Good morning, Elizabeth, and for that wonderful introduction and having us back on the show again. So we're very grateful. And yes, the Lady Leslie Ridley Tree auction is coming, and we will have our preview event, as mentioned, on Tuesday, June 6th, which will be a very great event and celebration of Lady Ridley Tree. And of course, some of the beautiful pieces that came from her home and much of her style and her persona will be celebrated that evening and going through the end of the month at liveauctioneers.com for the clothing. And to answer your question regarding the hat collection, it is an exquisite, I would say there's probably about 100 hats or so, and the best of the best. And Lady Ridley Tree was, she went shopping. I've heard stories where she would travel with some friends. They'd go to New York, and I'm sure she had all the salespeople in these boutiques ringing in her ear. And the hat collection is beautiful. It's best of the best. There's some names like Philip Tracy, Anushka Hemphill, some Eric Javits, and many more. But just, it's art. Like we were talking before, how fashion is art. And when I went to her home and looked in her wardrobe and saw this collection, that's what spoke to me. It's like, wow, she sees fashion as art as well. Just by the colors, the patterns, the structures, many of the things that we've talked about, I saw this in her collection as well. And I thought, wow, she is an artist herself. Just, it was fascinating.
Do you think that her, well, she was known, all the photos, press photos of her, she always had a hat on. And I myself, I think I told you this, Louis-Jean, I have probably 300 hats. I have a storage locker full of hats. I got to have you over and show you. I have the Dolly, Schiaparelli's Dolly upside down shoe.
Oh, hat. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I have that. And I have her little tiny top hat. That she designed for, who did she design that for? The Duchess of Windsor, I think. I don't know. But I have, you know, through the years, many years, I've had a hat collection. And the thing is, where do hats fit in fashion today?
That's a very good question. It's one of the, there's a lot of focus right now on handbags. But I think hats in fashion today are one of the great accessory pieces that is making more of a presence. I've seen in some TV shows or in hats more. And I think it's not a part of the fashion industry that's going to go away. And just one of the last pieces that you put on before you walk or that you put the outfit together, I believe. And it has such a tradition and a classic element to it. And I don't think that it'll go away. Now, as I mentioned, there are some shows where they're wearing more hats. And this will be good timing when we bring the hat collection for the auction for people in town to start garnering some of these specialty pieces in remembrance of Lady Ridley Tree. But we have some events here in town where hats like the Mad Hatter's Ball that passed. And then, of course, Derby Days at the Polo Fields. And of course, any of the summer events, we want to make sure we cover ourselves from the sun, and a nice big hat would do well. And it's just, again, an extension of fashion that is not forgotten. And I'm happy to see more of it, and especially here at this collection, and to hear about your 300 hats.
Well, I tell you something, it's funny because, you know, I actually had maybe something small in common with Lady Leslie Ridley Tree, because my son's father is British, and I lived in England and Scotland for many years. And, you know, the British women wear hats, and we had occasion to wear hats for, you know, like high-end garden parties. Everybody came with a hat, everybody. And also church, you know, if you go to... Sure. I mean, you wore a hat. And then all the holidays, if you were at some party or other, it was a holiday party, there were, and anytime you were meeting somebody that was, I don't want to say this, but of a social status, you picked your suit and your hat to work together with your handbag. And I love that. I just love that.
Me too. I
love that. And part of the fun thing, I mean, not that a funeral's ever fun, but when they were, you know, the Queen's funeral, the hats that were done, for the Queen's funeral and then the coronation again. I mean, I watched every style commentary on the coronation, heights, fashion heights and fashion lows, you know, because people were coming from all over the world, you know, princes and high dignitaries, and they were honoring the institution of the monarchy with their hats and suits that worked together. And I just thought that was beautiful. I mean, there was one woman in particular. I think she was one of the princes of Sweden, or was it Denmark? And she had this incredible hat that sort of tipped up forward, and you saw like one part of an eye, and she was using it so beautifully.
I love.
And so, yeah, I think hats are fantastic. And sometimes I think to myself, you know, I wish they'd come back, because I do some estates, you know, appraise some estates where there are, you know, their mom's hats where they haven't touched them since the 40s or the 50s. And I just think, oh, these are just incredible. Also, it was such a design springboard. I'm thinking of, was it some of the gentlemen that went into millinery, hats by, can you think of any, let's see, I just saw, is
The
it,
one person that comes to mind was Coco Chanel, starting as a milliner herself. It's just one of those accessory pieces that just has such character and elegance, and it really pulls an outfit together. And I actually have a friend in San Francisco who actually studied the craft as well, and he made a little fascinator for my friend several years ago. And speaking of, I've noticed also it's not a hat. Headbands are coming back. I'm selling hats at the store in the boutique here, and some headbands that have been selling. But Lady Ridleytree has this decorated headband that is kind of very, actually, it's very in time with the Little Mermaid movie release, with this ocean underwater theme to it, with sparkle and little fish. It's really adorable. And I can just imagine what event she wore that to.
that's fantastic. Well, Richard's giving us a sign we got to go to a quick break. I want to talk about the clothes. And I heard a rumor that you were up quite late a couple of nights running, trying outfits on your mannequins for size. That because a lot of these things were bespoke, the sizes are not little tags inside. So, you know, you were trying to figure out the sizes, the correct sizes. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's coming up for sale in the auction and what you love. And if you think, for example, you know, I'm like a size 0 or 1 or 2, maybe. And so if I was interested, could I purchase some of the clothing and have it tailored? I want to know about that. So we want to know about the scope of what your thoughts are on folks buying the clothing. And then the last question I have for you about the clothing is, are there some pieces that are, you know, how it is when you have like, for example, the woman, the Guinness family member who does not really wear her couture, she stores it and she curates it. And so she, you know, I'm thinking, does Louis John, or is there anything in this collection that is museum worthy, that, you know, you would not necessarily wear a number of times, you would actually keep as a work of art? I want to know that when we get back from the break. Hey, Richard, are you there?
Yes, Elizabeth, I'm right here.
All right. You're gonna have to go into that auction and see if you can buy some of those hats. I know you're a hat person too,
Well, but
but
you
you know, you have
notice
to get used to
it's only one style, I'm sorry to say.
I know you don't like the lace and the flowers. I realize,
No,
but we're
no,
going to
no, no.
change your
I
we're
tried
going to
that.
change your opinion.
I got thrown out of different places.
Oh, we'll change your opinion on that once you see the hats that
Okay.
Louis John's curating for this auction. Don't turn that towel back in a minute.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing.
This music, pop music, is the greatest force in our nation, I think, in the world today. This is what the people want to hear. A lot of people are against it, but I think this is the most dynamic form of entertainment that has ever, ever happened.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young.
Welcome back. I'm talking today with Louis John of Louis John Boutique, and the reason is because he's been curating Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's closet for auction. And June 6th, Tuesday from 5 to 8, her hats and wine will be up for bidding. And you can have a preview of the other objects that are coming down the pike from her collection. Hundreds of garments, accessories, scarves, anything else? Shoes? I don't know. Are there shoes also, Louis John? Shoes? Okay.
Yes. Scarves. Mm-hmm.
And then later we're going to see on Live Auctioneers, we're going to see art, furniture, dishes, books, outdoor patio decor, and then, you know, things that she used to entertain. Just really cool collection. And Louis John was saying he was impressed with her because I know that Louis John thinks of fashion as art, and so did Lady Leslie Ridley Tree. And I want to talk about the fashion part, the couture part. What sizes? What are we expecting? What is it mostly business casual? Is it all ranges? Tell us the scope. And also, my question to Louis John is, are there a few pieces that are really museum quality?
Yes, so I have to say, when I walked into her wardrobe, I was gasping, and the people that were with me were just so fascinated by my responses, because, of course, right when I walk in, my eye goes to color, pattern, and detail, and I'm just, my head's about to spin off because I'm looking here, I'm looking there. And I'm seeing this shoe, I'm seeing that bag. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I can't believe this is here in Santa Barbara. This is such a significant piece. You have no idea what this is, that it's here in Santa Barbara. It's significant is the word I kept using. And when I'd be going through the clothes and we would be doing the intake of the inventory, they would hear my, oh my gosh. And even her daughter said, oh, Louis gasping, it's good, it's good, it's good. Suzette, so it's lovely. And to answer your question, Elizabeth, there is a lot there, and it's not any one particular style, even though it's the taste and the style of one person. It there is a variety, which is lovely, which shows the versatility of her wardrobe. So there are styles that are suits, there are gowns, there are these beautiful coats
out there,
and different kinds of shoes, sandals, dress shoes, tote bags, evening bags. There's a beautiful black little satin Gucci Kelly bag with Tom Ford brought it back in the mid 90s when he started with Gucci and reviving it with the bamboo handle that's rounded. So there's two bags of that. I don't want to give too much away, but one satin and black, and it has the little bamboo handle, which is adorable. I would want it for myself, but where am I going to carry that? So the sizes, I would say, would range, I'm estimating between like a 6 to a 12. So a European 6, meaning close to like a 3 or 4. So there is a range, and it's fascinating. It's, here's a person who's been collecting. And somebody asked me this recently was, well, do these look like from a certain period? And I said, well, I do see some from the 90s, but I'm thinking a lot of this may be from the 2000s and on. So it still has this contemporary feel to it without it looking dated. There is going to be a lot of garments with pleats, silk, beaded, sequin, some fabulous print details with Hermes, Etro, Dolce & Gabbana. Just, it's just fun. And what I got from Lady Ridley Tree was she was fun and she was a joy to be around, and it really reflects in her clothing too. And people will see a lot of that. And let's see, my museum, let's see. You also mentioned what would I think would be in a museum, possibly? Several, there are several, and I have to pick, let me just pick an example. There is a pair of Dolce & Gabbana sandals that I had put on Instagram, and it is a while ago, a couple of months ago, because we've been working on this since December. There is a pair of Dolce & Gabbana sandals that have the whole Sicilian theme to it, the tradition of Sicilian culture. And it has the checkered pattern in blue and white. It has the jewels. It has all the color. And it is fantastic. I mean, it could be definitely in a museum, not only for the cultural aspect, but the art aspect of it and its influence on the culture back then in Sicily and today in fashion. I would pick that one. And I think she probably only maybe wore it once, because I know she gave, from what I heard, a lot of dinner parties also in addition to going to all the functions. And I think she might have wore it once at home and that's it. So it's like pristine. But that was one of the gaspers in the, when I was gasping in the wardrobe.
So it's interesting because I had a client who had a 90s Dolce & Gabbana bespoke dress with the corset, you know, on the outside. And she also had the Sicilian dress. And I was thinking, gosh, you know, the Sicilian dress. So the sandals that Louis John's talking about, the dress that was designed, you know, in working tandem with the sandal, this dress was more like how it was described was the Italian films from the 1940s and 50s, where these beautiful Italian women would be lounging around in their slips. Mm. And was it Dolce that was Sicilian?
Yes.
So Dolce, he was a big fan of the films of that time, and especially the actresses that had some Sicilian heritage. And so he looked at these women in these slips and he thought, could I design a dress that fit that way so that the just the suggestion of movement would be sexy? And I gasped too, because I hadn't seen one in reality, a Sicilian dress. But yeah, there it was. And so you've got the sandals. How cool is that? When we get back from the break, I want to talk about a few more pieces that you love. And I also want your comment on Karl Lagerfeld. I've been meaning to call you and ask you your comment on the big show, you know.
Totally.
And how, what you think about his legacy, and maybe there's Lagerfeld in her collection. I don't know. Let's talk a little bit about what your opinion, just as a little off school, but I do want to hear your opinion on that. Hey, Richard.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Okay, let's go to quick break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's auction coming up. Louis John Boutique is, and Louis John are they're curating these this wonderful collection. If you want a ground floor look, my good friend Louis John is going to be at the auction June 6th. It's a kickoff from 5 to 8, and tickets are going to be selling for $98. And you are going to be able to take a look at the hat collection and the wine collection. And Aaron Graffy, who is a friend of Lady Ridley Tree, also a friend of mine, is going to be auctioning the hats and telling us a little bit about Lady Ridley Tree's life as well. And she's a kick, and she is a hat person for sure too. Aaron is. So yeah, that's going to be really cool. When we get back from the break, I want to hear a little more about the gasp worthy outfits that Louis John discovered in in ladies' closet. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute.
I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now? Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Don't you wanna do the locomotion, yeah? Don't hurry me, boy. Shake it, shake it, turn it, turn it.
Hello, welcome back. It's Elizabeth, and I'm talking with Louis John of Louis John Boutique. He has been working since December on pulling together Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's clothing, her couture, her hats, her scarves, her bags, her shoes, and we are going to see the hats go up at a special event auction by Aaron Graffy on June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the shop at Miss Daisy's Consignment and Auction House. And then you will be registering after that at liveauctioneers.com. You've got to open an account with them. And the online auction is going to start on the 7th and run till June 30th. However, I wanted to mention that if you stop by Miss Daisy's Consignment and Auction House, you're going to see tabletop items. So if you entertain, if you like to entertain, if you want to see the kind of taste that is featured, you can actually purchase those at this point. And I also want to say the proceeds are benefiting Leslie Ridley Tree's favorite charity, which is the Cancer Center that she founded. Likewise, the hats, everything that is being sold will benefit that charity. And I asked Louis John for his opinion on his favorite outfits, the gasp worthy outfits that he discovered in Lady Ridley Tree's closet. So go hold forth, Louis John, and tell us, what are the gasp worthy clothing?
Well, I have to say, and this is not an exaggeration, there are so many to gasp over. I will share a few that come to mind in the moment. There's this beautiful dark blue, it's like a medium blue Valentino dress, like a tulle organza, and it has a red heart that's been knitted onto the chest. It's red heart, and then on the skirt itself, and it's a long skirt, and it's very flowy. It almost looks like a fairy, or it's very magical. And it's gold stitched little icons on the skirt, stars. I think I saw some angels, I forget, but it's this whole kind of mythical theme to it, which is very, very fun. There is an Akris coat that it's kind of a brocade, and it has this pattern of I want to say that they're workers with the little worker cap from the 1930s perhaps, and they're in a diagonal in different colors, but it's a continuous color loop on the coat, so you just see pattern, but it's basically the profiles, and you don't see the faces, it's just an outline of the profile. That's a really fun coat. And there's one more I'll tell you about. It's an Oscar de la Renta paisley pattern lamé dress with these, I would say they're from India, these little bells, tiny little bells, kind of clumped together in different sizes as a border. On the collar, the waistline, and the dress is a very slimming dress with a slit opening, not on the side, but starting from the side and cutting through the middle, with also this bell trim And the bells are not like bright gold or silver. They're kind of this antique looking metal in kind of a brass tone. And they're fantastic. And I can only describe them in so many words, but it's definitely when you see it, it speaks for itself. So those are just a few at the top of my head.
I have a question. So she was shopping all over the world. She takes shopping trips. A dress like you just described, we can talk about the Di Lorenta and the Valentino. What kind of price would she have originally paid for such couture?
Those are pieces, price-wise, will be unique, and I'll say that they're not opening price points. I will just kind of, just for the listeners out there that are interested, that in the stores, of course, the concept comes from the designer. They create the fashion show, they put it on the runway, and then they invite all the press and a lot of the store, the boutiques to come and preview. And then they do trunk shows, and then they bring the stores bring their clients in to look at the lookbook and put orders for certain things. Like at Marc Jacobs, that's one of the things we would do. And even at Chanel, we would have the lookbook and a trunk show with some samples of the items. And then our clients, like Lady Ridley Tree, would come in, or they might even go to the show. Some of them went to the shows, and I'm sure, I would almost bet that Lady Ridley Tree also went to a shows. But they would pick some of their pieces, and it would be the specialty pieces that they wouldn't make a bunch of. They may make 1, 2, 3, or 4 at the most, depending on how many orders. And sometimes they wouldn't make it if there wasn't enough orders. But if it was a special client, the store could request, well, we want this for our really good client. So these pieces, in a sense, are a couture, specially made and fitted. So price points, I mean, probably for the Valentino dress, I would assume more than 10,000 when it was new, because the likelihood that you'll see somebody else wearing it is very low. And that was also another key point, being in the boutiques, and especially in where I'm from, San Francisco. There's the ballet, there's the opera, there's the Women's League, there's all these different events, even like here in Santa Barbara, where we had to make sure that two people weren't wearing the same dress to the same event and not being photographed in the same outfit or the same color of the same style. Okay, we can't get that dress for our customer from New York because somebody at Neiman Marcus sold it to their friend. So they're very special. And some of these pieces are those one of a kind, unique. You won't see them very often. But that's just going down the channel. And thank you for listening.
That is so cool, though. I didn't know that's the procedure. I didn't know that at that level, the designer was paying attention to who was buying, where they were buying, and if they knew, you know, that dress was, and they'd say maybe made 2 or 3, that they were very careful not to make that faux pas and have the two ladies with the same garment, that they would be guarding that. I did not know that, Louis-John. I did not know there was a whole trick to that.
Well, especially in the boutiques themselves, we had to be very aware of, because it wasn't just representing the fashion house, it was representing the client too. And that's a relationship that's very special and unique. And people, I think, is our own art form as individuals, but our walking canvas to express who we are, our personality, and how we want to be viewed in the world, which is why I love fashion. And it also sparks our creativity. So it's personal to us. Even though some may just say it's clothing, but it's more than that. And it's fascinating.
I love it. I love it. So when we get back from the break, I want your comments on Karl Lagerfeld and the show. That's celebrating his legacy. And then we're going to give another shout out to the event and the timing and how you're going to get your tickets, et cetera. when we get back from the break. Hey, Richard, should we go to quick break?
Yes.
Okay, don't turn that dial. Back with Louis John, and we're talking about Miss Stacy's consignment and auction house, the fashion and tabletop pieces, and we are going to celebrate on Tuesday, June 6th from 5 to 8. The hats and the wine from Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's collection will be up for bidding. 100% of proceeds from the auctions will go to the Ridley Tree Cancer Center for the Hat and Wig Boutique. How fantastic is that? Louis John's been working on curating this collection since December. It's a blockbuster. So one of the best he's ever seen, according to him, as regards to the scope and the breadth and the flair of the collection. So don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and you guys can't see me, but Louis John and I are sharing a video, and I have a hat on just to celebrate Louis John's achievement in cataloging the entire couture collection of Lady Leslie Ridley Tree going up for auction on Tuesday, June 6th. We're going to see the hat collection go up for auction. My friend Aaron Raffi will be auctioning the hats and talking about Lady Leslie, and then right after that, we're having the wine auction. And that is actually, she had quite a beautiful wine collection as well. And we were talking a little bit about the idea of Lady Leslie Ridley Tree making a statement, being an artist with her clothing and her hats and her scarves and her belts and her shoes and the kind of collection that she amassed over the years. We've got Dior, Chanel, Bob Mackie, Mary McFadden, Hermes, Valentino, Galeanos, Lourdes Chavez, Armani, Dolce & Gabbana, Jeffrey Bean, Italia Versace, many, many more. We were talking about Oscar de la Renta. I love him. And Louis John's been hard at work curating all this material. The hats and wines will be only seen at the premiere event. So if you're a hat person like I am, that's where you're going to find the hats. It's only at that event. And I want to just quickly get Louis John's reaction to Karl Lagerfeld. And he was a very controversial figure in the fashion world. German, but spent most of his design career in France. But he had, there was some kind of a shadow over his name for a while. And I believe that show is a show at the Met. It's a Met, magnificent show. And why I was so interested in that show was because the celebrities came out in, outfits that they had their designers design for them that were reminiscent of the Lagerfeld look. And I thought, oh my gosh, these are so creative, so interesting. But Louis John, I know I digress, but tell me, what's your feeling on that?
I loved the homage to Karl Lagerfeld for the Met Gala, and how many people turned out in outfits and looks that were so reminiscent of Karl Lagerfeld, and also Karl Lagerfeld's work with the House of Chanel. And there were on my Instagram and social media, I did a spin up of all my favorites from the show, and there were quite a number of them. But it was lovely to see Anne Hathaway in this very Chanel Karl Lagerfeld era gown that I believe was by Altier Versace. And forgive me if I'm getting the names of the designers mixed up, because I've been in auction mode and Kristen Stewart wearing the very fun crop jacket and kind of a culotte pant, which was very reminiscent of Coco herself via Karl Lagerfeld. And I know Kristen Stewart was also a muse for Chanel and did a lot. She still does a lot of modeling and commercials for Chanel for fragrance. And even for the Met Gala, the men like Baz Luhrmann and Kei Hu Kwan from earlier Indiana Jones films, and recently his Oscar win for supporting actor in Everything Everywhere All at Once. He was also dressed in a very Karl Lagerfeld signature look with the suit, the gloves, the high collar, and the sunglasses. So it was really fun to have that event in homage to Karl Lagerfeld and how everyone came together. And it looked like it was a great event. It would have been fun to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wish I was a fly on the wall for that one, but thank you for that. I want to get back to a question, which is, let's say you are a size smaller than the clothing that, and you love it and you say, I'm going to do everything I can to make that wearable for me. Are there pieces that can be tailored that way in the collection?
That's a very good question. And I yes, there is a possibility to do that for sure. In the sense that if you have someone that you know that works, I know people in San Francisco more that have worked on couture pieces and the collections from the boutiques, that they can rework it, especially if they're crafted and skilled at the profession. So yes, I do believe that there is some flexibility in it. And there's actually, there's a piece or two pieces that I think would look great for you, Elizabeth. They are Missoni chevron knit suits, a pantsuit and a top. And I could totally see you wear that. It'd be so fun. And I think it would be your size.
That's fantastic. The other question I have is, let's say you are buying buying Chanel or Ferragamo or something from Lady Ridley Tree's collection. Is it ever kosher to go back to the fashion designer and say, can you make this fit me? Can you have a fitting? Can you go back like to Marc Jacobs and say, would you fit me?
That's a very good question. It wouldn't hurt to ask. If you're a good client at any of the stores, of course. I think I remember some clients bringing in stuff that they wanted to have refitted, but they might have gotten it at a department store, even though it's the same brand, if I remember that correctly or not. But yeah, I do think you can go to the stores and ask if they're alterations department can do it. If some of the stores still have alterations, most likely in the bigger cities. So I think there is room for that for sure. Mm-hmm.
Good answer. It makes me feel I could buy almost anything then. Okay, Richard, let's go to quick break.
Now let's go one time.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm talking with Louis John of Louis John Boutique. He is located in Miss Daisy's Consignment and Auction House. And we are talking about Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's auction happening for hats, especially. But the rest of the month, we're going to be able on live auctioneers to bid on couture. If you're interested in hats, this is the event for you. Tuesday, June 6th from 5 to 8. Have a sip of wine, listen to Erin Graffy talk about Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's life, and she's going to be auctioning a massive amount of hats, at least 100, that I've seen pictures, and many of them are still in their hat boxes, aren't they, Louis John?
Yes, they have the hat boxes with pictures of them as well. And on the night of the event, we won't be, there'll be a silent auction for most of the hats, but then with Erin, we'll do a number of them. We'll do a presentation on stage, which will be really fun. And then there'll also be live music with Glenn Novak and his band, Society Jazz. And I do want to give a special thank you to Glenn Novak and the movie Miss Daisy Company for also helping create this event with Louis John Boutique and the Lady Leslie Ridley Tree's daughter reaching out to Moving Miss Daisy with the estate and the clothing. And it's been a lot of work, but it's going to be a great event. And also that night, it'll be the first preview of the collection, the couture collection. I will have it on the floor in my boutique for people to come and see, which kind of kicked off the idea of the event itself. So in addition to having the clothing on display that night, first time, people will also have the wine auction, and then there'll be the hat auction. And the clothing will go on, as Elizabeth has been sharing, at liveauctioneers.com all the way through the end of June. So you'll have an opportunity to see it here in person, because I'll have it on the floor for a number of weeks, and you get it online and you can bid for your favorite items from this beautiful person.
That's fantastic that you've got an opportunity to actually see it in person. So I did not know that. That's fantastic. So Miss Daisy's consignment and auction house tickets are available. And but you got to register with liveauctioneers.com if you want to do that live auction part. And tickets are available for the June 6th event from 5 to 8. See you there.